What's up, guys? It's Jamie Grace. If you're only listening, then thank you so much for listening to the Jamie Grace podcast. If you're watching and listening, thank you so much for watching my YouTube channel. I really do appreciate it. Today, we're going to be talking about what to do when a guy likes you and you don't really like him back and how awkward that can be and what you're supposed to do about that kind of stuff. But let's jump into today's question that was sent via Instagram DM by, well, we're not going to say her name, but thanks, girl, for sending this message. She said, I have a question. What do you do if a guy likes you and you don't like him back? You think he's amazing and sweet, but you only see him as a friend. You don't want to mess up that friendship, but you also don't want to hurt his feelings. Okay, this is a two-part question, and we're going to go ahead and start with, well, okay, we'll start with the second half, just for the sake of starting with the second half. But she says the main reason why she doesn't want to say anything is because she doesn't want to mess up the friendship, but she also doesn't want to hurt his feelings. This can be a really difficult situation. I feel like this happens with so many different scenarios where we don't want to mess up the friendship. Now, I don't want to encourage anybody to just be crazy careless with their friendships and to not care what happens to their friendships, but I do want to encourage us to not put friendships on such a high pedestal that we don't consider people's feelings as well, because it may seem like it could be awkward to tell this guy, hey, I don't like you, because that could mess up the friendship. But what can also mess up a friendship is knowing how you feel about someone and not letting them know, and kind of leading them on and not letting them know how you actually feel. I mean, that can be just as damaging, if not more damaging, to a friendship. Honesty is always the best policy. One of my favorite YouTube videos, and I promise I'm not biased, but it's my husband's video where he talks about not leaving the girl guessing when it comes to a dating relationship. And that applies to us girls too. Like, you don't have to run around with all your feelings written on a shirt, but it is important that we don't just lead people on, or that we are honest with people every step of the way with whatever those feelings may be. So when it comes to a guy that likes you and you don't like him back, I think that the best thing to do is just let him know that you don't like him. Now, if you're not sure if he likes you or not, like, we got to make sure we establish that first, because if he's just kind of flirty and you're not really sure if he likes you or not, then let's just be really careful. Like, don't go up to him and have like a deep heart to heart and he's sitting there going, oh, wow, this is awkward. I was just trying to be nice to you, you know? But I would start by just actions instead of words. Maybe like, don't have a lot of one-on-one time. Don't do a ton of like flirty texting. Be cautious of like your texting and your conversations. Like, are you being flirty at all? Is there any way that this could be misinterpreted? Like, be cautious of that kind of stuff. But then also, if you are already at the point where he's let you know that he wants to take your friendship to the next level, he really is interested in you, he thinks you're beautiful and things like that, I think it's just a simple, honest thing. It doesn't have to be a press conference. It doesn't have to be a professionally written statement. It could just be, hey, Bob, I know this is super awkward, but I want you to know that I see you as a friend and I don't see our relationship or our friendship being anything more than that. And that's it. Don't text that. Don't DM that. Don't Instagram or tweet that. Don't Snapchat it. The next time you have the opportunity to say that in person, then you just say it. Because I think sometimes what we want to do is we want to invite our friends out to like coffee, or we want to have like a dinner and like find a nice way to break it to them and like practice a speech and like make a backup plan and like all this stuff. And that's just not what needs to happen. That's just not make it more than it is. Now, if he doesn't catch the hint, if he's like, no, we'd be so good together, pray about it, see what God says, you know, God told me we're going to be together, I think it's wise for you to say, that's not how I feel. That's not where I see our friendship going. But if you're cool with it, I still want to be friends. And then you just have to let your actions speak louder than words. And you have to make sure that you're not like leading him on in any way. And that's what I would say, just like being intentional with like not having a ton of one-on-one time and not saying, oh, I don't have feelings for you in this way. But then if you're sad because some other guy's not going out with you, or if you're feeling lonely because you don't have a date to somewhere, then inviting him or involving him in that. And then that's sending him mixed signals. And we as women get like, we go crazy when guys send us mixed signals. And so we have to make sure that we're not sending those mixed signals either. Why is that such a hard phrase to say? But we have to make sure that we're not sending those mixed signals either. I've definitely been there when I was single with like a guy. He gave a whole speech about how he felt. This was, I'd say, like a decade after the 1900s ended. And it was really kind, everything he said. We just weren't on the same page. And I mean, it definitely made our friendship kind of awkward for the years to come. And we're not really friends now. Like, but if I'm honest, it's not, we didn't have like a, there wasn't like a big blowing up of like, oh, our friendship is over. It just, we kind of gradually just drifted apart. We grew up and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. But I can definitely say that I'm really glad that I had that conversation with him, as opposed to like 10 years down the road, like we run into each other in the grocery store and I never actually told him that I didn't like him. I just knew he liked me and just let it linger and let it be weird. I just, I know it's awkward, but trust me, he'll be okay. You'll be okay. Keep it short and sweet. It doesn't have to be a long speech. Just let him know that you don't see your friendship being like that. And then just be like, okay, bye. I'll see you later. All right, guys. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Jamie Grace Podcast or watching this video. If you have any more questions about like dating, relationships, friendships, all that kind of stuff, you can leave them in the comments below if you're watching this, or you can hit me up on Instagram in my DMs at Jamie Grace H. I try to get to as many questions as I possibly can. And so thanks for listening to the Jamie Grace Podcast, guys. Okay, bye.